Good evening. We hope everybody's well. Continue to pray for us there in Chester, South Carolina there. And we're praying for y'all over here. And praying that God will keep us safe and that we all grow in the faith. That's what it's all about, grow in the faith and then helping others to see the way. It is your responsibility and mine as well to help our brothers in Christ to grow. And also, you know, reaching the lost, helping them to see the light. Okay, let me give them a little lesson I have for this morning. All right, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. The Hall of Faith. We see, I'm not going to read all 40 verses, but those verses gives us encouragement. We'll just do a few, and the lesson is yours for the evening. But remember, faith. God is trying to purify, refine, and you and I will to have a genuine faith, a faith that is precious in the sight of God. Your faith and my faith is more precious than gold itself. We may consider gold as valuable, but God considers your faith more valuable than gold, than precious gold. But remember, the disciples asked Jesus, you know, Lord, increase our faith. You know, so they knew they had it, but they wanted some more of it. And but here in Hebrews 11, everybody have it there? Well, hopefully you're there. And it says there, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that's what we need. Imagine during Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and the people that were healed in those books, if they didn't have faith in God, would they have gone to Him? Would they have requested something from Him? What about the lady that had the issue of blood 12 years? If she didn't have the faith, would she have gone to Him? What about the blind man? Would he have asked Jesus, Lord, I want to receive my sight? What if he didn't have the faith? He needed, and he had the faith because they came to Jesus. What about Jairus? His daughter died. What if he didn't have faith in Jesus? Would he have requested him to come to his house? But he had the faith, the substance. I told this morning that if you want some sweet water, you got water here and you got sugar here and you want sugar and you want something sweet, you're going to have to mix the two, right? You want something sweet, but you have sugar here and water here. So somewhere along the line, you're going to have to mix the sugar in the water. And make sure it dissolves in the water. I mean, you don't see it there after it dissolves, right? But it's there because you can taste it, right? Wow. You and I cannot see God. We see God by what? It's by faith. We will lay eyes on God one day when it's all said and done. But as it is now, it is by faith. It is by faith. For it says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I know it's there. I know it's there. Remember that. And then it says the evidence or either there is proof. There is an evidence. Evidence of things not seen. You know, we cannot see the air, but we see the what? The effects of it. Of the wind. You know. We don't see We don't see air, but we breathe in. That's how we know it's there, right? Otherwise, wow. But remember, I read that again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtain a good testimony. Talk about those folks in the Old Covenant. Folks, those stories, I love reading the Old Testament. And mainly reading the minor prophets. We're studying the minor prophets now. We've gotten up around Wednesday. We'll start in Zechariah. And then next we'll do Malachi, and we'll be finished the minor prophets. Those minor prophets, they may be short in length, but they do pack a punch. And the one I like the most is Haggai. Read Haggai sometimes, it's not but two chapters. But anyway, but then reading the Old Testament stories, God is trying to create faith in us is that we believe what we read, even though we have not been there, we have not seen those people, and we haven't seen God. But yes, dear, those folks like, we won't read all these names here, but if you finish the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it talk about the faith of a lot of individuals. And then they all made it. They all made it. And we can make it as well. But remember, and they attained a good testimony. Don't you want to attain a good testimony too, don't you? And you want to be one that pleases God. We're going to get down to that in a minute. But anyway, look at verse 3. All right. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Look at the universe we live in. Man, look at this place. And as far as you can see out through the galaxy or the cosmos, far as you can see, all that was created by what? The Bible tells us that it is created by the word, or it was formed by the word of God. That's powerful, that word. Whatever it is out there, and how far it is, I don't know. I don't think there is no, there is, you can say there is no end out there. Can't reach to the end, didn't fall off of it. Then. But God, he created that by the word. Remember in Genesis 1, God did this and said this and created that and said this and said that. But when you and I say something, nothing is created, maybe chaos. But looking at the, you going down the street, and you see houses and buildings, and you don't just say that those things just popped up, do you? No, you don't say that. But these scientists and these so-called smart people said this world just came in by the Big Bang theory. You know who I call the Big Bang? You know who the Big Bang, the God of the Big Bang? When God said, let there be, boom, there it was. He said, sun, right there. Said, moon and stars, and they're all right there. Can you imagine? Even the earth that you and I live on today, who created this? God did. By his word. God's word is powerful. I think it says in Job, I forgot where it says it, but it says in Job that God hangs the earth on what? On nothing. I can't do it. I can't do it. But God hangs this earth that you and I live on. He hangs it on nothing. And God took nothing and what? And made something. If you and I want to make something, we're going to have to take something. Can you take nothing and make something? Can't do it. It's impossible. But with God, he took nothing and made something. Wow. But can you imagine this world is held in the place by God? Held in place. It says over in John, first few verses there, and also in Colossians 1:15 and following. And, you know, Jesus, everything was created for him and by him and through him. But this world is formed by the word of God. And how do we know that? When you hear it, say, where does it say faith come from, folks? Y'all know where faith come from? I'm pretty sure y'all do. You know, it says in Romans 10:17, Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's where it comes from. But these guys trying to tell us that this thing here been here for millions and millions and millions and millions. Wow. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. I believe what God says. All right. If they, which they have, some prehistoric animal that they have found. All right. Now, if God created all the animals, right? And what did he do with the animals? When he created the animal, what did he do with them? Huh? What did he do with them? When God created the animal, what did he do with them? He brought them to Adam. To what? To see what he would call them. Now, if God made all the animals, including the dinosaur, so what does that tell you then? What does that tell you, people? That the dinosaurs and man, what? Huh? They were here together. But these guys are saying millions and millions and millions and millions and, oh, great goodness alive. They don't want people to believe in God. They don't have faith in God. But I have faith in God. You have faith in God. Says, by faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things, seen were not made of things which are visible. So the things that you and I see are made from that which we cannot see. So now, which is the real thing then? I leave that question to you. If what you and I see is made out of something that we cannot see. That's too much for me to try to mind. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God says he created it. I believe that. God created that. That settles it, right? I read somewhere say one time says, I believe it, that settles it. No. I believe it. No, God said it, that settles it right. That settles it. It doesn't matter what man says. But remember, God's word is reliable. You and I, we can always rely on the word of God. But remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Forget what those philosophers said, those educated PhDs said. Forget that. Forget that. You read God's word. But remember the word of God. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Second Peter chapter 3, 1 through 7 says, beloved, I write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your mind, your pure mind, by way of reminder, that you may be what? Mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and the commandment of us. The apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this, first, that scoffers will come in the last days, which we live in now, right? You had the patriarchal age, you had the Mosaic age, and you got now the Christian dispensation. There won't be any time period after this time period here. Won't be another dispensation. Either be heaven or hell. All right? But, so we're living in the last days. And it says people are going to come saying, scoffing, in the last days, saying, walking on according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? He said it was coming. We hadn't come yet. For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this day willfully forget that by the what? That by the word of God, the heavens were of old. That by the word of God, God's word is powerful. and the earth standing out of water in water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved, the heavens as we know it, not where God is, the heavens as we know it, and the earth as we know it, right? But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word. So what keeps this thing going? God, His word, are reserved for what? Are reserved for the fire until the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Wow. So this thing is held together. It is held together by the word of God. Say, earth, right there. And we're not too close to the sun. We're not too far from the sun. I've heard or read it says that if we move 10% of our distance toward the sun, we'll burn up. If we move 10% of our distance away from the sun, we're free. We're in the right place. God says, right there. And it stays right there. And nobody can move it. Nobody can move it. Because God's word has decreed that's where it should be. And that's where it is. But remember, by faith we believe that the worlds, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. I said, wow, that's something, folks. But remember, by faith, watch it. The next man there. By faith, Enoch. Y'all know, I'm pretty sure y'all know who Enoch was, right? Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Meaning that this man didn't die. God just took him. But why did God take this man? Why did he do that? God has power. By faith, Enoch was taken so that he did not see death. And was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And the Bible, back over in Genesis, it says that how long did this man walk with God? Y'all remember? 300 years. That's a long time, man. This man walked with God 300 years, and he had a testimony. And he pleased God in the time that he lived. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Don't you want to please God? Don't you want that testimony when it's all said and done that I please God? It's possible, folks. It's not impossible. But it must be what? By faith. You and I must have the substance. If you don't have the substance, then you will not please God. And the substance that we need is faith. What if the Israelites didn't have faith in God? Would they have crossed that Red Sea? I'm not going to cross that sea. That water might fall on me. Can you imagine God open up the Red Sea? But yeah, like I said, the Israelites went, they went across. They went down in on what? On dry ground and ended up on the other side. Wow, that's a story to read, folks. But then verse 6 says there, but without faith, see, you must have it. If you don't have the substance of faith, can we please God? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Don't you want to please God? I want to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek him. Are you seeking God? Are you seeking God? But without faith, it is impossible to please him. We must have that. We must have faith. As all God requires of you and I is to have faith in him. Is to have faith in him. Without faith, but like I said, being confident in that God rewards those who diligently seek him.
Are you going after God? Are you diligently doing it? I cannot do it for you, and you cannot do it for me, and we can't do it for somebody else. Every individual that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently, those who work at it. But without faith, you can't do it. We need it. Verse 7 says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. Had Noah and him seen water before it rained? No, they didn't. In Genesis, it says that how God watered the earth, not from the sky, said that the mist come up from the ground and watered everything. Now, if God wants to change it, it's up to him, right? It's up to him. So, but man was wicked. Man was corrupt. Every intent of the thought was evil continually. And God, man said, he said, what? I am sorry that I have made man. God is not a sorry God, is it? But he's just sorry of how it has turned out. See, it turned out not what he intended. You raise your children. We raise our children. And when they grow up, they go their own way. Want no more to do with the church. I said, Lord have mercy. That's not what you intended. God did not intend for Adam and Eve to do what they did, but what? But the potential is there. It was there. Wow. So, but reading this about, it says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. They had never seen rain before. But God says, Noah, build an ark. He told him how long to build it, told him how wide to build it, and told him how high to build it, and told him what kind of material to use, right? Told him everything. And then here comes, well, then after all that, got it all built, and all the animals, God called the animals to go. But he couldn't call the man to go. Man must obey. And the animals, they went in. Have you all heard how the goat got his short tail? Y'all heard that? Y'all ain't heard that? They say when all the animals going in, you know, the old goat, he always button, he's something hard-headed, right? So all the animals going in this way and that way, they're going in the boat, they're going in the ark, they're going in. And just as God got ready to close the door, the old goat jumped in, whew, and cut off his tail. So that's how he got his short tail. I'm not sure that's how that happened, but, you know, but folks, nobody going to jump in at the last minute. Nobody, no. Folk, once Jesus cracked the sky, it is all over with. If you have not obeyed the gospel, you are done. You are finished. You're finished. It's over with. No more chance. So, but remember, when Noah did everything that God told him, I think that Genesis 6, verse 20, 22 there. It said Noah did all that God had commanded him. So it wasn't impossible. You see. So it says there, by faith, that's what it takes, folks. By faith, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. Had never seen water before. Can you imagine? 40 days and 40 nights, it rained and rained and rained, and here come that water. I mean, the door closed. Mama, why we ain't on that boat? Daddy, why we not on that boat? Wow. Can you imagine? The water rising. Up round the feet, up round the ankles, up round the shin, up over the knees, up over the waist. And that's why up over your head, you drown. Then God, can you imagine, every high mountain was under the water. God make sure that he drowned everything that breathed that wasn't on that ark. The ark is their place of safety. All right. So today I heard people poke fun at the Church of Christ. I said, Lord have mercy. Man, I tell you, they probably poked fun at Noah. That man preaching, and he said, God talking to him. Said God told him, build a boat out in the middle of a what? Out in the middle of a desert, it never rained. Out in the middle of a desert, it had never rained before. But Noah says there that he was moved. It says they're moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. You see, can you imagine? All that water, 40 days. Folks, I don't swim. I don't swim at all. And you don't call sinking swimming, do you? Because if you're swimming, you're moving along. But if you're sinking, you ain't swimming. No, not at all. I cannot swim. I play in the water, but I take it easy now. I'm more aware of it. But when I was little, we weren't aware of it. You do things in the water that I wouldn't do now. I'm kind of afraid of it. But like it says, you know, no one can swim for 40 days and then turn around and swim 40 nights and you be safe. Nope, that won't work. It will not work, folks. It will not work. So remember, just talking about this faith thing, nothing so pleases God as a steadfast faith in all that he is and promised to do. Wow. Faith is what it takes, folks. If you and I don't have the substance, and the substance is faith, how are we going to make it? Wow, we won't make it. Our conclusion is, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Walking by faith, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith, living according to the truth of God's word. Walk by faith, living according to the truth of God's word. You see, there are three components of faith. The first component is the object of our faith is who? It is God. God is our object. And what is the content of our faith? The word of God. You see? And three, the reality of your faith. How strongly do you believe that? Other folks, there are people that believe a lie just as strong as you and I believe the truth. And will it get them where they want to be? Nope. Our faith is in God, in what he said, not based on what we heard somebody else say. So remember the three components of faith: the object of our faith, the content of our faith is the word of God, and the reality of our faith, how strongly do you believe that? Now, some of the trail that you and I are on, it may be uncomfortable, but if you and I keep on the trail, we'll get to where we're going. Now, the car may break down, but if we keep on going, we're going to get to where we're going. Well, what if somebody else is, they're believing something else? They're believing that any church will do. Or one can pray the sinner's prayer. See, that's not based on the content of the word of God. It's not based on that. But they believe it so strongly, but where would that take them when it's all said and done? Our faith is in God. And we want to please God. We want to have a testimony that I please God. That I please God. So if you're here today and you have not obeyed the gospel, remember the gospel is the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God called us by the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 14 says that. So we're called by the gospel. And the gospel is hid from some, because they're believing another message. But you and I had a truth. We are to take it to them and show it to them. And then ask them a question. I said, man, I love knocking on somebody's door. And stand there and then ask them, do you know what the gospel is? Say nothing else. Let them just be quiet. And then see what they see. Do you know what it is? And they say, no. I had a few folks to tell me that. I don't know. And then I proceed to tell them what it is. And then show them how to obey it. How to answer God. Because remember there, I think it's Acts 2 verse 39. It says, the promise is unto you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So when you share the gospel, what's God doing? He calling. And you help them to see it. You know, you will have them read it and they still can't figure out what it is. And then when you show them what it is, you say, well, now, yeah, they say, yes, I knew that Jesus died and buried and raised. Everybody know that. Then I say, but you did not know that that's what the gospel is. And they say, no, I didn't. It's plain and simple. Every, I say, look at here. But remember, folks, if you believe that, and then you show that you believe that, And you believe that the gospel is God's power to save them. Are you telling them? Remember, we have faith in God. You know, God says to Haggai and them, says, tell the folks, I am with you. So folks, when you do what God says, Jesus says, and when he got ready to leave, he says, lo, I'm with you. When the folk were building the temple in Haggai's day, the Lord says, I am with you. I'm with you. So when you do what God says, watch it. I want you to know the verse, and then we'll call it quits. Philippians 2. This is a favorite, one of my favorite verses. Yeah, Philippians 2. We have faith in God. Philippians 2, 12 and following says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, much more in my absence. But Paul tells another thing. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. All right? Watch here. Hear this, folks. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I like that. That's something there, buddy. For it is God who works in you. When you do what God says, God is at work in you. The one that created the world, this universe that you and I live in, is what? For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. What is God's good pleasure, my? Want to answer that question. But he working in you. He working in me. Whenever we do what he says. And at the same time, we may be fearing. We may be shaking and trembling. I'm not going to. Oh, am I going to say it right? I want to say it like this. I want to say it like that. But it says God is at work. That's something. The one that created the universe where you and I live. The one that sustained this world. The one that holds this world together. Is at work in you when we do what he said. And that's exciting to me. That's exciting to me. So if you're here and you have not obeyed the gospel, Jesus called for an individual to believe. He says, except you believe that I am he, you should die in your sin. He called for a man to repent. Except you repent, you should all likewise perish. He calls for man to confess, meaning make it known that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and confessing him before men. He called for man to be baptized for the remission of his sin. And God will give him of his sin, give him the Holy Spirit, and then add him to the Church of Christ, not to this building, but to these people that have obeyed the gospel. But if you are a child of God and you're not doing And you're not doing and saying what God wants you to say, start doing that. Start doing that. Showing that, you know, you want a good testimony, don't you? I want a good testimony when it's all said and done. That I please God. Not that I was trying to. We must be doing that. Right? So if you're here As it stands, sing the invitation song, please.